On the line from the Gold Coast, I have Jordan Jansen. Hello, Jordan. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Now, first of all, your music career, how did it all get started?
Oh, wow. Well, that's a fun story, really. I started off doing videos online. And, my family lives in New Zealand, so they always wanted to hear me sing, and they never could, of course. So we started putting videos online. And ever since then, the videos have just blown up. People have kept viewing them randomly. I mean, we had no idea where all these viewers were coming from. We didn't even know other people would be able to see them. So it was crazy when we started getting all of these hits. And yeah, it all just took off from there. It was really cool.
And I believe a couple of years ago, you even tried out for Australia's Got Talent.
Yes, that's right. I did try out. That was when I was really small. And one of the judges, Red Simons, he absolutely hated kids. That was like his sort of role on the show. So he said some not nice things, but the other two judges backed me up. So that was really cool.
Now, just by chance, did Red Simons give you a 2 for his score?
Oh, yeah, he red-crossed me, but the other two gave me the big tick, so that was good.
Yeah, and just for those of you streaming this outside Australia, Red Simons used to be on a TV program here called Hey Hey, It's Saturday, and he was known for giving people a score of 2 on Red Faces on Hey Hey, It's Saturday back in the 80s and 90s. Now, you've got a single at the moment, which is just out, called I'm Over You. Can you tell us a bit about that track?
Yes, I just launched that today. I'm so excited. It's my first single ever, so it's been a long time coming for all the fans, and everyone is so excited. And that's a song I wrote by myself, actually, and I recorded the vocals at home, and then we sent all of the audio files back off to one of the massive studios, Orb Studios, in America, and they edited the song together, produced the track. And we're really happy with how it ended up sounding, so I couldn't have asked for a better process, really.
So how did you find writing the song by yourself?
Before that, I'd done a lot of co-writing sessions with a lot of different songwriters and producers, some of the biggest ones as well in America, which was amazing. So to come home and write a song by myself after having all that practice and experience with them... It was easier than when I first started writing, I can definitely say that, but it was a lot of fun, but I do prefer group writing sessions, though, because then it's not just you in the room.
So who were some of the big songwriters that you did work with over in the USA?
I worked with Toby Gad. He's written songs like If I Were a Boy and Big Girls Don't Cry. There's also been Lindy Robbins and... Oh, I'm having a big mind blank right now, but just some absolutely amazing people. I was crazy lucky to be able to work with them all.
And you've also got your EP coming out later on this year. I believe you've got 4 tracks at the moment ready to roll. Any more tracks in the pipeline, or is that it?
Yeah, that's right. We're working on the EP right now, and we've got 1 song left to go. We've got the track done for that, and now we're just working on building a storyline around the track with it. We've got the chorus knocked out, the hook, so that's sounding really awesome. Now we've just got to write out the verse and the bridge and the pre-chorus melodies, and then that whole EP will be done. So we're hoping to have that done within like a month and a half, 2 months or so. I'm super excited for that to be coming out.
And I believe you're heading back to the US soon to do a tour around the USA.
Yes, that's right. We're not sure exactly where we'll be touring right now, which states, but I'm so excited for that to happen. I've been wanting to tour pretty much ever since I started singing. So for that to be finally coming together is really just a dream come true.
And any chance you'll be touring around Australia this year?
I haven't heard anything about that yet, but I really hope to, because I haven't really seen a lot of Australia. I've only been to places like Sydney and Melbourne, but I'd love to see around everywhere else.
So what other parts of Australia would you really like to see?
I hear Perth is really beautiful, so I'd love to go there. And where else? I'm not sure. I just want to go everywhere, because I'm not sure which place is the nicest.
And with your touring, is there one venue, be it here in Australia or around the world, where you would like to perform?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure what it's called. I haven't actually researched it, but whichever the biggest one in Australia is would be really fun to perform in. Oh, probably the Opera House? I don't know, unless it's somewhere bigger. I'm not sure where. Yeah, just whichever one's the biggest.
I'd probably say our biggest ones would be Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne and Orphans Arena here in Sydney. Plus, I think it is the Boondall Entertainment Centre up there in Brisbane. That'll probably be the three biggest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Boondall one. Yeah, that'd be really cool to perform in, especially seeing as it's so close to my hometown.
In fact, the biggest venue would have to be the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to do the anthem before a cricket game or something one day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be doing the anthem at the Commonwealth Games when the Gold Coast actually have them in 2018.
That would be amazing. We'll have to be optimistic about that one.
And you do jet quite often between Sydney and LA. So how do you find working between, well, Gold Coast, Sydney and LA?
Yeah, I love LA so much. It's amazing there, especially the food has got to be one of the best parts. And but I love traveling to LA because that's where like all of the producers are and songwriters, and just so much happens while you're there. The flight's a bit of a drag, though. It's about like 12 or 13 hours there and like 14 on the way back or something. Unless I got that around the wrong way, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's just a really long time, but it's totally worth it.
No, you've got it round the right way because it's quicker to go Sydney, LA than it is to go LA, Sydney due to the rotation of the Earth and the jet stream. Yeah. And previously you've been a high school student, so how did you balance your high school work with doing all your singing and performing and all that?
Yeah, well, I just graduated last year. I finished grade 12, and one of my main focuses was that I really wanted to get like a proper education. I wanted to finish my education and keep focusing on music as well. So it was hard to find the right balance where I could keep uploading covers and interacting with my fans, and then at the same time studying for year 12, which is the biggest grade of your whole schooling life, aside from uni, of course. But I feel like I was able to really level it out all right. I'm super happy with my grades that I got when I finished the school year, so I think I was able to level it out pretty well.
Now, with interacting with fans, you've got a lot of followers on social media. I dread to think how many you've got on Twitter, but it's quite a high amount. So how do you go with interacting with all those fans on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and other social media? How do you do it?
Right. Well, I really enjoy interacting with my fans, so I try to do it as much as I can. And I do that by doing things like replying to comments on like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, wherever people like to comment. I like to reply to as many of those as I can, and just uploading photos as often as I can as well. Whenever I actually get out of bed and do my hair on that day, I try to take a photo. But I also do lots of competitions as well on all my social media pages to give away phone calls, because I really enjoy talking with my fans as well. That's a really meaningful part. And yeah, just whatever creative ideas I can come up with, really.
Now, can you tell us a story about the time you went to Singapore and you caused chaos, I believe, at Changi Airport? I dread to think how this would have gone down at LAX, but I think you've put a video of it up of a fan basically deciding, right,
yeah,
I'm going through to see Jordan. I do not care what security says. Tell us that one.
That's right. I was just walking out of the security screening area. I just got off the flight and landed in Singapore from Australia. So, of course, it's the international airport. Crazy high security there. And or as soon as these fans saw me, because they have a camera and you can, like a public camera, and you can see who's walking down the hallway to come out the doors. So they saw me on the camera. They knew I was coming. So they thought it'd be fun if they would all just run towards the giant emergency door, which no one is allowed to go through. You can only come out of it from security. And some sensors went off, and like there was just alarms beeping, and it was crazy. And yeah, I mean, it was really funny. But yeah, we didn't get in too much trouble, though, so that was good.
Yeah, as I said, I dread to think how that would go down at LAX.
Yes, not well.
That is Jordan Jansen joining us right here on Stars Tomorrow on 2 JFM. Thank you for joining us, Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And right now, this is latest single, I'm Over You, on 2 JFM.